better. Now we can get ready to eat.
Come on, you
I'll
say
eat
your
grace. I'm ready, Mom.
We'll have some in a minute. Say your grace.
God is good. God is good. And be thankful for our food. Amen. You too.
Okay, Gracie can see, help y'all get what you want on the table.
That one?
Yeah. I want that one.
How about you, Link?
Thank you for
potatoes there.
Gray.
Anybody want anything to drink?
Me.
Do you put the
thing? I like potatoes. Thank you. Thank you for Mommy. Thank you, for me. Thank you for Gracie. Thank you for God. And thank you for the kids.
Thank you for the kids.
Yeah, at my school.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for my teacher. Thank you for my school. Amen.
Amen. What would you like to drink, Chris? What would you like to have to drink?
I want cool.
What would you like to have to drink?
No.
You want some? What you want? What's that?
Kool-Aid.
We got Kool-Aid, milk, and water.
Mm-hmm.
And we got air.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody want air?
Mm-hmm.
You want air?
Mm-hmm.
So, Krista, tell me what you tell me what happened at your school today. What you and the kids do at school today? Name some of the kids go to your school.
What did you do at school today? What's your most proud? What's your grandfather's name? You know your grandfather's name? What's some of the kids' name that ride on your van? Eat. Eat some of your potatoes.
Anybody want chicken?
Me.
Crystal, you got a mouth. Why don't you use your mouth and stop it?
What did you do at school today? Chris. Chris. What did you do at school today?
No.
What did you do? Tell me some games you played.
Yesterday, when I filled out one of those papers over there, so we can go take a portrait together.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we go on the 13th of August at 3 o'clock on a Sunday. Me, Elica, and Crystal.
That's next Sunday. Sunday after this.
We're going to go and have us a portrait taken together.
That's the one I had Dad not taken off.
So we're going to have to make sure that your hair has been freshly, beautifully done.
Better get it done, too, because I'm leaving. I'm going away again next weekend.
Next is the weekend, I'm
Grandpa.
I'm going away that weekend, too.
The other kids' name is Ricky and Priscilla and Joanna and Tamron and Ricky and
what?
Crystal.
And what's the little girl on your van's name, Crystal? Your little friend. What's her name?
Monica.
What's her name?
Monica.
Monica?
And maybe if you sit at the table talk and eat your food up, you probably can have some ice cream afterwards. Who want ice cream?
Not me.
I'm going to have to do your hat, girl's hat, Thursday. For the meeting Friday. Okay. A nice, beautiful sound.
So you speaking of that tent?
Mm-hmm.
Because me and her go to her school day thing that Friday 11.
Yeah. That's when we come home. That's next weekend, huh?
Yeah, it's next Friday.
How you doing in the tent? This is delicious, honey. It's all up on my glass.
You know, I'm trying to get back in form again, so on my diet today.
I've been on mine all week. That's why I'm hungry today.
When I go to the store tomorrow and get my sodas, I'm buying everything, Diet Sprite, Diet Slice, Diet Ginger Ale. And I have my Slim Fast either for lunch or for dinner. And I knew this stuff on the table was going to tempt me.
I've been living on salad for the last week. And I tell you, my body's getting weak.
Look, what I'm going to try to steadily, I'm going to try to steadily eat just about all the foods that I'd like to eat, but I'm just going to try to cut out a meal and drink diet sodas, because I really don't eat all that much anyway. I think it's the sodas, so I'm going to drink nothing but diet sodas. And so today I had lunch, I took me a spiced ham sandwich to lunch, and then I had an apple, and I had a Diet Sprite for lunch. And this right here will be my dinner right here. And tomorrow I'll drink this for lunch. And when I come home and cook tomorrow, I got some broccoli in there. And we got some little small kind of cut pork chops, so maybe I'll bake the pork chops and fix the broccoli, and I'll have food tomorrow. But I'm going to try to see if I can do it that way. And tomorrow when I come home, I'm going to come over there and see if I can follow me this mat. And I'm going to start some exercise. I'm going to try to get back in the habit like I had a few years ago. I used to do it in my house 4 and 5 days a week steadily. Year in and year out, it was just the way of life for me. But then I got out of the habit and I got work and got lazy. And used to do it at least 4 or 5 days a week every day Wednesday.
And that was good because it kept it down good.
And then I used to try to have Alpha come over here and do it with me. But she never did come, but I was just in that habit of every day. And ever since my mat, and I used to do it all, my heart stood an egg crate thing, got toe up, and I tried on the floor a couple of times, and my backbone would be digging into the floor. And I tried on the bed, but the bed is too soft. You just can't do it on the bed like you could on something hard and firm. So tomorrow, I'm going to try to get into form so I can see by my birthday, October, if I could be lost.
It makes my face go around first. I start losing my face because I don't do nothing. What can I lose around it? It's just a little came off around there.
Just a little there. Well, you
said
just
firm
it up
where
it needs to be
firm.
When it's
firm,
it don't necessarily.
Because I really haven't even been have an appetite that much for that. Just a little long night.
What about potatoes?
Yeah. Eat food, baby.
Yeah, have potatoes. You want potatoes, Chris?
Oh, yeah. You wish you had rocks too, didn't
you? I didn't mess them up. You know, the last time, Gwen, I don't know what I was thinking. I put all that water in that thing, that whole big package of potatoes, and then the potatoes didn't have enough water in it. I tried to add more water to it, and the things became a great big mess. So today, I'm going to make sure it's just going to be a little bit. So it turned out to be just enough potatoes.
What are these? And what is this here?
I was cooking just enough for the folks I was going to feed.
And that's when it come out better when you put them on. She's talking to like Crystal's lips be going together too much when she needs to be conversating.
It's the thing.
Oh, goodness.
That's why I talk in a tape recorder. That's a tape recorder. You talk into it and we can play it back again.
So you can hear it.
We need a lot of her. Not you tonight. You tomorrow night. We'll take aunties. It don't work. You remember when we went to the Boston Fair?
I was at the Boston Fair.
Yes. I want Kristen to tell me about when we went to the Boston Fair.
Do you remember? What did we do? Speak up. I can't hear you. What did we do? Hmm? Tell me what we did at the fair. Didn't you enjoy it?
This stuff is really good. You don't have to come
in. It's like a lipstick on it.
Oh, it sure is. Only thing they do, sometime after so many days of it.
Oh, yeah.
You have to move on. But maybe that's part of the program. You have to shoot it out.
And I'll tell you what, I am not going to eat any of it.
What do you call it?
Oaten bran cereal? Oaten honey? Something like that? Mm-hmm. I ate some this morning. Oh, man, why did I do that?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? Why are you whispering?
No, in the other chair. She
we
got a big
on an airplane, and we was on a ladybug, and I was sliding on the slide, and I got myself on my face.
Yes, you did. We all know she told me she was sliding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that slide, look. That was a big slide, huh?
It was a big slide. Sounded it was too big for you, Auntie Layla.
Yeah, but it was too high.
He's heavy-headed, too. With a little booty.
Yep, he came down sliding to the left, too.
He's in New York.
Daddy can go back down here.
Well, y'all people been
wearing
and bathing y'all
and
doing
y'all.
Everybody
was laughing at me.
I think y'all can sit down a little while and maybe later on after I take my bath, I'll read that book again about the cat. The cat inside the red book?
Yeah.
I'll read the story about the cat for you to go to bed, okay?
Which one?
Which one?
And the what, Crystal?
And the
dog. And the dog? You remember that story about the dog? What happened in the story about the cat and the dog? Tell Gwen about that story. Come on, you love to talk. Talk.
Tell me about it. Tell me about what happened to the dog and the cat in the book. Tell me so I know. I like to hear stories, too. Do you know how to read the book yet? I thought a nice thing that Gregory had would be just perfect for you all, but it needs to be laid away now because it's like a, it comes up, they carry it in a case, and when they open it up, it's like a computer screen.
Mm-hmm.
The buttons you push, got buttons on, you got the keys on it like a computer has.
Mm-hmm.
You push one and return, and you'll get that. You can make music, and when you made a music, it'll play back just what you put in. Then it got one, it's got math in it, it's got letters.
Mm-hmm.
It's got sounds, you make certain sounds, it picks it up.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really nice thing.
That sound, who's
one of those Texas Instruments toys.
Oh, Texas
it's really nice. Yeah, I think Randy says you pay $79 for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's real
well,
nice.
That is the time to go in there and find it and put it on there with me. Remember
having fun?
Time, things don't go.
I was having fun with it myself. And when you do have the wrong, you spell something wrong, you have the wrong numbers, they ask you, they teach you letters first. Then it goes from the letters to your numbers to teach you how to recognize them when you see it, and you push them.
Mm-hmm.
And they ask you, is this an E? And you say yes. If you say yes and it's wrong, it's a, you are wrong. This is not an E, this is an A. it's a really nice story.
Well, that sounds like
it's a nice
one. Well, we're going to let go of the
child. Because that's what she said she got it. They got some nice ones. That's what they all need, stuff like that.
Because
you don't play with the babies anyway. You do them a job.
You
got enough babies to last you for 10 years.
I found a baby pamper the other day. Whose baby pants is this? Those pants I had the other day for the baby. Whose dog pants was those? Huh? Oh, they're your baby pants? My baby's behind the pants.
Does she have a pamper?
Huh?
Does your baby have a pamper? What does she? You know how to change her pamper?
My Bobby dog don't. My counterpart too. Every time she have a bottle in a can of pasta.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, another thing.
Mm-hmm.
I know where it is. Mm-hmm. It's that building where we turn that corner at.
Turn the corner.
Mm-hmm. Well, for the day of the day, tomorrow's tomorrow, not today. Today for the big one. So I might leave work early tomorrow anyway. I definitely am going to leave early Thursday to get everything straightened out and everything done.
You leaving on Friday?
Mm-hmm. I'm going next Friday.
Next Friday.
It's my tomorrow, I know.
Because they're not having it. The family reunion is next Friday.
It's tomorrow.
So I'm going to spend the weekend in New York this week.
You had enough, Chris?
Are you sure? Can't you speak? Well, stop shaking your head and say yes. Wipe your hands.
That's what you have a napkin for. Wash your hands and wipe your mouth. They're not just to wrap up popsicles with.
Oh, man. So come on, they were like, you better come on out of here. I know it. They were just talking then. If you're not finished, get back up there. Dropping stuff all over the floor.
If you still eat, sit down and eat some more of those good potatoes. Eat some more of those potatoes.
I ate all mine.
Yep, you do what?
They hit the spot, didn't they, ladies? It was good. It was right, it hit my spot.
Yes, indeed.
Ferguson's going to get on a non-cooking diet. She eats cereal 24/7. No wonder I lost weight. I lost 8 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I said, oh, no, I got to cut the cereal. Get up early. So I can send Granny to the microphone. She got. Let her hear what we
1, 2, 3, okay. Testing. Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Okay.